谢谢家，我看过的有点发光，不哇哦！来一个，我最近的爱是把的 twins， 你老婆，你哇，老婆，那对。Or was sister. When we throw, we don't walk. He said that we don't have to walk because it was great to us. You know, lake ice is easy to break. The sea, falling, is not to break easy.But easy to when you walk. The danger. This is one piece, ivory, one touch. I cut it about that much long. And this is this much long. One piece. We hop on it. We call this one a duok.That's more like duok. 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 It was duok. That's why it comes to me. This is rimak. We call rimak. Ekoyak. Ekoyak. I learned from my daddy, Tamati. My father's name was Tamati.I'm not the last name, Tomato. My last name is own name, truly. This is the way I hope real kind of rope I can do.This is nylon, about half inch thick wide. We use, you know, wallets, heavy wallets. We use it for when we start to use it, when we start to hunt wallets, we tie it right here.You don't have to lose it. Tied right here. We hold it that way. Not too tight, though. We hold it that way.The wall is what the hell? This was far wallows. We watch it.And he's going down.One stick. When he come out, go down again. One stick. And we watch him. When he come out, we are for him. This line, come out. also used to come out. Buddha. Because we are at one time. Then other states go that way. Call it. We got another stick about this one's long. The sharp point right there.
If you run up to the hole, will you scare the walrus away?
You know, we hold it that way. So we're waiting for another voice. Another voice coming. Down there. When they come, when the whole voice come, make a hole bigger. Wide. If not wide, maybe. For walrus there. Then he pull it. Pull the rope. The walrus come up and shoot him. Like they shoot him. One shot, and we pull it into the ice, and we cut it. Too many boys, we divide it, scare all the shit, all the things. Then we grab it, about 5 miles, 4 miles, 8 miles, 10 miles, we go out. Whole day. In the morning, that's all we eat, just a little bit, tea with the bread, just a little bit right there, sweet. Cold day, until getting dark, we come back. Cold day anyway. We don't tell, we don't tell. We don't, when we see not walrus, or seal, or mucka. Mostly, you want to hunt for walrus always. New land is pretty hard to sight, root. You need to root.
Do you have to come home before dark? Do you have to get home before dark?
Yeah.
Or can you travel while it's dark after? Say it takes too long and the darkness catches you. Is there any problems getting home in the dark?
No.
Just keep going until you get there.
Yeah, because we know we got when the rough ice, we cut it with wood to the end of the shore ice. Smooth. This was wide, about 3 feet wide. It's smooth road. With ice cutting, smooth. Then right in the end of the right in the shore right and put the mark, put something on with ice, pile of ice. So when it's dark, we know it. We get to the road.
Yeah. You go on foot or by boat?
Hmm?
You hunt walrus on foot or by boat?
Yeah.
Boat?
Yeah, sometimes we do boat.
Are there spots where you hunt walrus? You could show on the map where you hunt for walrus?
Right here, in front of the Silunga.
Right in front of
the... Right here. Sometime we go around right here. We go by dog team.
Mm-hmm.
We go by dog team. We go by dog team right here. Go out and... Sometime we go dog team and go out this way. Or sometime we go right here. Right in your front here. Right here. Right off here.
Where do you try to... What's the word for this? What's the word for this?
Duhkuk.
Duhkuk?
Duhkuk.
And yeah. Where do you try to hit the walrus? Where do you try to hit him?
Right here. Or right here. Pushka. Right in the pushka. You know, you got pushka right here. And sometimes do it this way and come up this way. Then we have fun.
How far in does it go?
Go down right here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And how deep does it go into the walrus?
You get into the walrus that way.
Uh-huh.
When you are for it,
uh-huh.
Get into right here. Then do it this way, see?
Uh-huh.
Then come out. It won't come out.
Long time ago.
Then it would break this one, see?
Yeah.
Before they had guns, how did they kill it?
We got aluminum. We got this much long, sharp, spare, just like the spear. Around right here, somewhere. They kill it, right in the heart. Also a big wheel. Boy, well, some of the man is could kill them with a kaluya. I know one man, the name was, we got, I don't know the English name, Eskimo name, I can't deny one. His son is still gambling. He's a good killer for a boy, well. When he kill a whale before it die, he call him on Patton Island, try to kill him. So he won. Just like one shot. Yeah. It's a good killer.
They push that in and let go, or they push in and
pull it out. Then it will.
Jimmy, what are the dangerous parts about hunting walrus? What's the danger? Is there any danger to the hunter when he's hunting walrus?
What danger?
Yeah, what does the hunter have to be careful?
The walrus, some of them are small as that, mean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Small test, but mean.
Uh-huh.
You like fight. Big one, you doing. Never do it. When a young one, they like to fight. Drop to the bow. But 80% small. When you shot it right away, jump.
Oh.
Yeah. The females with the babies, dangerous. They do not close to the baby. Female, they watch. One time, a bot put this over. He'd been cut our skin boat right in behind the motor. Our motor, 10 horsepower. He cut, it was almost sent. The water come out inside. Good thing, not very far, the ice. He did the ice. Skin boat. Almost sink. When we get to the ice, when we try to pull out, sink. That side, our skin boat. Yeah. It's dangerous.
Yeah.
That's why we put cup and watch them. When I watch the striker, I watch the striker always. My wife, father, named Pangoy, always say he watched me. When I do it this way, he turns both that way. By my head. When I do it this way, close to the walrus. Always the right side. Although right, not in the left. On the right side, always. When you watch it. We got poke right in the hand here. Sealskin poke. And we got tight another rope again. About 30 feet, 40 feet long skin rope. Put the line on. From here to from here. The tight right here, the poke. Right here. Poke. Then tight again, rope another one. And about 30 feet long. We hold it in the skin board. Because sometimes we got smaller hook, about this much long. The walrus, when he dead, sunk with the hook to pull him. Wow. Yeah. He got too heavy walrus. Some is they hold it right down right here, the pull.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did walrus ever pull
100
into the water?
That's why we call this Pechtopak. Pechtopak we call it.
That?
Yeah.
How old were you when you became striker?
Hmm?
How old were you when you became striker?
I was when I was 20 year old. 21, 22.
Who's both?
My father-in-law. Yeah. It was Nibble's father.
How did you learn to be a striker?
My father teach me how to.
He was a striker.
Mm-hmm. Also, the name was Brahman Pomoy, striker, his name is Theodore Alarman. He was a striker.
Uh-huh.
And he teach me how to strike Theodore Alarman. But my father already. He teach me how to hunt it for walrus in the wintertime. So we watch all this. We got tied in our arm rope to do a pull to the sea from the water. Yeah.
How old were you when you started going out with your father to learn?
When I was 14 year old. 14. 14 year old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Before he let me with, always go with him when he go hunting. He teach me. I watch him. He teach me how to hunt on the walls. No matter a little hole in the winter time. The walrus did not hold, made him not freeze about this was thick ice. When you come out, pile will freeze, come out about 2.5 high, this much hold. When you come out, still water come out from there. But he know how to harp on it from here. So there, we have point. Now he's right on. You know.
So it's somewhat similar to hunting seals with the blowhole.
Yeah. When he attacked other man, the hole was bigger. Cut.
You hunt them that way all year round or just in winter? All year round?
Yeah. other boys do the same thing. You hunt. But mostly, when you go out, older people told me, to wait, you're going to have one again. That is the walrus. You got rope same time. You got harpoons with the rope. But they, you told me you can do it. I told him, why not you do it? No, you can do it. Maybe he wants to do it more learn. Mostly four boys, five boys, they hold it in the line. Sometimes, right in the end of this, right here, this is a big ice. Yeah. That's the way. When we harpoon it, up on the walls down there, so tell us that to hold it right here, not get away from the rope.
If the brick ice,
it will twist our legs.
Mm.
Yeah. When the skin rope is there, it is the twist. Yeah. Roll it back right away. You're stiff because skin board, skin rope. Good. Real quick. Real tight. I heard one man is I've been see in the gamble two times walrus pool in the water. But he got knife right here, and one is pushing knife right here. So when he pulled, he cut rope and come up.
He got all tangled?
Yeah, on top of the ice, come up the ice. Yeah.
Both times?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, two times.
That rope can't break, though.
No. Skin rope. No. I don't know this one.
How thick is that skin rope?
About half inch. Mm-hmm. Half inch wide. About almost half inch thick.
Walrus hide?
Yeah.
You go around
and... Yeah.
Jimmy, how do you make the skin rope?
What?
How do you make the skin rope?
When they're all, before dry, we cut them.
Before dry?
Yeah, we cut them. Then dry.
Dry them after
Yeah,
cut?
put the tight, look straight, tie them. Mm-hmm. Leave them dry.
You take
more than
the
1 week. Made them dry.
You take the fur off first?
Yeah, no. Yeah. Some of them, yeah, fur off. Some of them don't fur off.
Oh.
Yeah.
How come it won't rot?
Okay.
How do you keep it from rotting? It won't rot? Let's see.
No. Always, when we get home, we take inside a little bit ice, and freeze ice inside, let them tight and melt. it can dry again. And if you, we use it, because we're already using it.
Jimmy, if you have two pieces of rope, skin rope, and they're too short, how do you put them together? Can you put them together?
Give me short rope?
Yeah, if you have two short ropes and you want to have a long rope, can you put them together?
Yeah, right.
How do you do that?
Same thing. Same thing. We tie it this way. Just let me tie it this way.
And it doesn't slip out of there,
yeah.
Huh? It stays?
Yeah. I wish you see a skin rope.
Uh-huh.
I promised Dennis Dimmitt I will send it next spring when I am.
Some walrus rope?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I will save him some walrus skin for him.
Mary remembered a story. The people who were here last semester from Point Hope, David and Dinah Frankson, I don't know if you ever met them dancing, but they told a story about a stranger that came to Point Hope who taught them about rope. Maybe you could tell the story.
Well, he was lost. I think if it's possible, he could come from St. Lawrence Island. Where else would he come from?
Yeah.
And he was lost. And in those days, they didn't take in strangers.
Oh.
But this one family did, and they hid him in a separate place.
Yeah.
And they fed him for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't tell anybody.
No.
But he taught them. He said, I will teach you how to make a rope. And he taught them how to cut it. They didn't do that before. How to cut it round and round,
yeah,
so
yeah.
It would be a long rope.
Yeah, yeah.
So this took months. Finally, they showed the other people in the village.
Mm-hmm.
How to do it. So they thanked this man, and they didn't hurt him, and they thanked him, and they remembered the story ever after. Did you hear that story before?
That's the same thing, B.B. Wallace, whole thing. We cut the rollers, cut them, same thing. Oh, pretty long, around 50 feet almost. Yeah.
You say you roll it? How do you mean?
Yeah. One case, one hole up.
You go
skin, yeah.
You,
one whole skin.
You roll the skin?
Yeah.
Before you cut?
Yeah.
How do you?
It's a...
Like, I don't know.
Aye? Yeah, you want to draw? Could you draw? I can't picture what you're saying in my mind.
See, we put in a warm place until 1 week, you know, work. When you come out, fur, but little bit smell.
We can see
that. Little bit smell. There's a whole foreskin. From here, there's you got hold of the arm, see?
Mm-hmm.
From here, we cut from here, see? Leave this one, we don't use it. Then he cut it, whole thing. It's not, we got no air, nothing air, just a flat, but the cutting. Cut them, roll it, always roll it, cut them. Other boys hold it, always hold it. Do it this way, always.
Mm-hmm.
The man is cut that way, the tail roll it. Yeah. Holding. Clear down right here. Down there. Then stop from here, start again. Coming down here. This part used for cook. The cook. This here. Right here, one fish with this hole, see? Right here, see? Same thing. Both of them. Right here. Both right here. We call it Tukwakti. We call it Tukwakti. This much long. Tukwakti. We call it the fuck. You got more of this here. The quack. You put right here, see? The quack. We call it the quack. Then you put this one right here. This end. This one right here. Put right here, do that here, see? When you come out, they want my slipper right here.
For a poke?
Yeah. You do it that way. Then put another rope right here. Another line. From here. Yeah.
How do they divide up the walrus after they, if people all help catch the walrus, how do they divide the walrus meat?
Right.
Is there more than, if a lot of people help on the walrus hunt, how do they divide the meat?
The whole thing is skin, walrus skin, first to God, the whole thing.
The one who strikes?
No, cut with a knife.
Oh.
Yeah, cut the knife. Pull them on top of the eyes.
Uh-huh.
Then how many? Nine boys. Then divide it. Nine pieces. Divide them. Everyone can drag them. Then meat. Whatever he wants, he wants to take a meat. Liver, intestine, meat. He can drag them.
The skin?
Skin is easy to pull. We just
divide. Do you divide the skin?
Yeah. Divide the skin.
Divide the skin.
Yeah.
You don't keep it in one piece.
Then anybody can take from meat, from bone,
uh-huh.
can take a meat. Yeah.
Uh huh. Am I getting food? They divide the skin up into pieces. Yeah. Yeah. Except sometimes you need a whole skin, like a whole liver or something.
I'm going to do it again now. Here's a walrus skin whole thing. It's the nine or eight boys. Maybe eight boys. Put it right here, see, in the middle. And four pieces. And four by eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight pieces. Everybody attack. Eight boys. Some boy put inside the mate right here. Then tie it with a rope, see? Tie it gradually. Tie it. Let me recall right here, see? With the rope, drag him. Maybe this much long. We drag him. 7 feet, 8 feet. Drag him. Make run. Tie him. With the rope, yeah.
No matter how far?
About 5 miles,
yeah.
10 miles, 8 miles. Drag them. Yeah.
Does walrus have lots of fat, like seal?
Yeah, lots of fat.
What do you use it for? For food? Or for oil lamp?
Oil. For oil.
For oil lamp?
Yeah, for oil. Yeah, oil lamp. Now, it's, everybody got no more oil lamp. No more. No more. This time, everybody. Before we used oil lamp. My wife, she made oil lamp for this fella. Yeah, she gave some clay, mixed some clay, oil lamp. She made it.
What's your word for oil lamp?
Use it for the heat for the...
What's your word?
We got one room, bedroom, about this much big, wide, about this much wide.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Everybody is straight there.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. In your language, what's your word in your language?
Nanya.
Nanya?
Nanya. They cooking some meat.
Uh-huh.
Before, soup that's all drinking without tea.
Mm-hmm.
Before I got no tea. When you're cooking some meat,
uh-huh.
See the soup drink. Drink soup, yeah.
They could cook it over
yeah.
that much?
Yeah.
In a pouch or
yeah. They got one man, they make 5 gallon can, you know, low tank for 5 gallon can. 10 cans, 5 gallon. Make a pot. Yeah.
Before 10 cans?
Yeah.
What before 10 cans?
I don't know. I don't see it before. Maybe make some kind of later, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe two.
I talked to them earlier about telling stories from that they knew about their ancestors' lives. Maybe could you tell them in Sumerian, just to make sure they understood what I was talking about for the rest of the class. I thought since it was too hard to do the genealogy on their ancestors, at least they could tell something about what they knew about them and how they lived. As far back as they can, as they know that there were ancestor stories and not ancient stories of unrelated people. The further back
they go. No, I'm not thinking of mother. I need a lot to think of. A book that the mother read behind. A book that the mother read
behind. Heather?
A book that the mother read behind.
Too bad, I'm not very good English here. Took English. But anyway, I try always. Because I don't school much, only second grade. So if I fourth grade or fifth grade, maybe I can learn more. Talk English.
You're a college professor now.
Yeah. my grandfather, I don't see him. before I was born, he died. Only his brother I've been seeing, Lincoln's father. It's my grandfather's brother. The name was Saula. He's a wife. In the morning, before daylight, ladies go out, go see air, how's the weather outside, let them go out. The wife, she wouldn't go out. The door is not too wide, about this much high. The door is this much wide. When you go out, you're lost. I don't know, nobody knows where, what happened. Nobody knows, he's lost. I don't know where she go, nobody knows. He tried to find out, never find out. No tracks, couldn't see his footprint, no. Yeah. I don't know what he did, lady, yeah. He's been lost, yeah. I heard the wife, yeah, been lost, yeah.
Before your time?
Just like maybe a ground, go under the ground, I don't know. I heard sometimes, we call Ikita, when you're lost. Sometimes if you're lost, the ground open, fell down. The Lord, Ikita, then close, Ikita, he called. Yeah.
That was your brother's?
Yeah.
Your father's brother's?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was this before your time?
Yeah.
Did they tell you other
stories about people from then? Right? Yeah. I'm going story. The man is the lady. Was the lady, the name was I forgot the name, the lady, she been go visit to the Kukulik, yeah, Kukulik village, yeah. The Kukulik village, the big village, yeah.
It's Chirunga right here. Kukulik right here, see, that's where far.
Big village. From Gamble, one of the ladies, he visited to right here. That Kukulik village, every night they wash, clean them, every wash, everybody wash. They're going to move to the new land, yeah. They're going to move to new land. Then they kill all the dogs because they will not take. They go to new land, no dirty land, no dirty. They're going to move to the new land. That's why every day, every night, wash the body, everything. In the night time, they burn big fire. I don't know what he's doing, good time. Mm-hmm. And the one night, everybody sleep, did not get up. Except one lady from Gamble to visit, she not die. Everybody died, every igloo, living, everybody sleep.
just like sleep. Everybody dies. I don't know. They don't know it. They got big cellar.
How did you hear the story?
Hey?
Who told you about this?
She is coming from Gamble. Yeah. She was visiting to Gamble, from Gamble to Kukula. Yeah. You know that, just now I tell you, my grandfather brother, Savla, he went in the summertime by boat to Kukulik, maybe every spring go with it to the Kukulik, maybe, by boat. That's the way I heard.
Did the people say what they thought happened? Like the other lady, she disappeared, the earth opened up, maybe. But for these people who all died, do they have any thought what happened? Nothing. Say anything?
No, nobody knows. Just sleep.
This was before they moved to the Queen Village, where
The only thing is, she going to move new land.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And they never went there then.
Yeah.
But maybe that was...
Maybe.
Maybe that's what that meant.
Where did they get this idea about new land? Do you know where they thought they were going?
Maybe same thing, Pumuk Island, Kialaak, same thing, maybe do it that way. Maybe. Nobody knows what happened. Uh-huh. Everybody's been died. You know, one of the man from outside, he went to Kialia. They find it, an Edward boy, when he's taking Kialia, they find it lady, old woman, little old woman. They never rotten meat. They find it. Yeah. Been died in the freeze. They've been freezing. They've been freeze. Nothing spoil the body. Just a freeze, that's
those
all.
Those people?
They find it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And send them to the museum or
some outside.
Yeah.
Pick them to, take them outside to bring them back to bury it in the...
Where did they find?
I think No, right here, somewhere.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Kialia.
We used to have lots of different villages on St. Lawrence Island besides Gamble and Sabunga. There were other villages in the old days, right? There were other villages in the old days?
Yeah.
Did you talk about where people used to live on the island yet already? Did you already talk about that?
Every spring, they move to the camp, moving up, Tamnik, Hanuksak, Shiboka, Aliriyak, they go camping, every spring.
Were there other winter places? Where did everybody stay in the winter? They always go back to
home, yeah.
Were there other winter settlements?
Only other people to do it.
Other people?
Yeah.
The not Sabunga people?
No. Yeah. Right now, still, going to camp in the springtime. Yeah, oh, yeah. Because they went fishing up there, fishing and hunting.
This is an area that's good fishing.
Lots of fish up there. Yeah. Herman always going to an area. He wants to see there, have fishing. The dry, the different dry fishing.
You know any other stories about your family from back in the old days?
My family is still at home all West Sivunka. Uh-huh. Only my wife and other boys going to camp. Northeast Cape. Yeah. We're hunting up there, fishing.
Right in the creek right here, a fish up, lots of fish up there.
With a fish net, 500, 700, one dragon, 700, 500, lots of fish up there.
Because coming to the lake, the big lake right here, in the fall, fish come out in the river
to the mountain, between the mountain.
Salmon or what?
Yeah, salmon. Lots of.
Jimmy, I want to know more about how life was different 100 years ago or so. If you knew stories about your grandparents that would show us how life, some things about life that are different than they are now on St. Lawrence Island. That's what I was wondering about. And or Mabel too.
Well, I don't know.
Who ran the school when you went to school? The missionaries?
Yeah, missionaries. Yeah, missionaries.
When
I was maybe 9 year old that time, the missionaries from Gamble. The church, Presbyterian.
Okay. When you were how old? You were how old?
When I was 9 years old.
9 years old. And those, there were no missionaries before that, or?
No.
That was the first ones?
Only Wheeler, white man been stayed for Wheeler. One time, in the winter time, stayed there again. It's a house up there.
Whaler stayed there in the village?
One year, that's all.
But when you were 9, the missionaries came to Sivunga?
Yeah, no, for
to
Gamble.
When did missionaries first settle in Sivunga?
Around 1924.
Later?
1924, yeah.
Were you staying in Gamble when the missionaries came? You were a boy, you were there?
Yeah, I was staying in Gamble before.
When did they open the school? Right,
yeah, same kind of school, yeah.
Everybody went right that first year? All the kids started to go right away?
Yeah.
How did they persuade you to go to school? How did they talk you into going?
That's pretty.
Did your parents make you go? Or you wanted to go to school?
This teacher, when he come to Sivunga,
Lidum, the Chelama, the children can call.
And you wanted to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except I was called only in the gamble. Yeah. Only not real long, second grade I did school, so I quit there.
But the kids wanted to go when they first opened the school?
Yeah.
And did the people in Savunga want a school to start there? Mm-hmm. They wanted to have a school?
I went to school in Avish.
In where? In camp?
Yeah. Uh-huh. When they started to build the school at Savunga, then he moved to Savunga. He brought his house and bring it to the house to the Savunga and build it again.
Did the missionaries have any troubles when they first settled in the old Alekos? Never bothered them, or those shamans? Nobody bothered them?
No. Nobody.
You just had those Presbyterians.
Yeah.
That was the
lesson. Before we get church, there are church in my house. Every Sunday the church, the Sunday in my house. In my house, church, Then we moved to the schoolhouse a little on. 1 year in church in my house every Sunday.
Who was pastor? Who was holding service?
The native boy.
Why did you quit school? Did you think you were too grown up?
Me, I've been quit school for harder when I was 12 years old. I've been moved to Savunga for harder.
For so harder?
I've been messed up. Because my parent in the Savunga, he was working for the herder. Maybe teacher, he didn't want me to hold homesick, that's why he left me herder. I've been missed school.
Do you remember the whaler who settled there in Gamble? Do you remember that man? Do you remember you knew him? Was he the first white man to settle in St. Lawrence Island?
Whaler?
Was he the first white man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You mean a whaler?
That whaler.
Yeah.
At that time, people traveled from St. Lawrence over to Siberia, back and forth.
Yeah, always back and forth. Every spring, back and forth. Every June, early June, July.
Did you guys talk about this already? About was this for trade or hunting, or why did you travel back and forth?
They want trade from all sides, all the skin. They trade some deer skin.
They had these, or you had these?
Bring them to the, from Siberian.
Ah.
Because Siberian got, reindeer herder got leather skin, all that they make a coat, the pants, all that they tanned. The good tanner are native Siberian people. Put the red skin. Yeah.
And what did you trade back? What did you give them in trade?
Trade them?
Yeah, what did you guys give?
We gave them walrus hide, walrus skin rope, and muckluck, we call muckluck, all the big seal, Midland call Uru.
And did you get some white man's things like metal knives or tobacco?
Yeah.
Tea from Siberia?
Tobacco, leaf tobacco, about this much long leaf tobacco. Mm-hmm. They call tawakapika, big leaves.
smell pretty strong. Our parents didn't want to test them, no. They want the only our parents.
They did, but not for you guys. There's quite more people told us about tobacco when they used to get tobacco from the diamond people.
Yeah. Big leaves, it's much long. Mm-hmm. Big leaves.
Real small.
I don't know what kind of tobacco.
You used to make pipes for that?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
For the pipe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They make pipe, all people, a little hole, put some deer fur first, then small fish, but when they smoke, they not just eat it, swallow, then after that, coming out, and I don't know what he's doing.
No ways.
I know one man, Lawrence Kitchikon father, King Uwaha. Because we've been here 1 year in his house. He smoked always that kind. Smoke. Alcohol, dirt, he grabbed something and always he grabbed something there. I don't know, I do it that way. They call that toqa. Toqa, tago, si toqa, si toqa, si lo paksa lo tang dawa si to to o paksa lo kay alok si tan kina da
did you go over to, you went over to Siberia yourself you've been over to Siberia
no
yourself?
I never
you
been
never?
No I never been
Mabel
no
did you,
some of them some boys they went
they told you what it was like over there. Did they tell you what it was like?
Yeah.
Yeah? What did they say it was like over there? What was it like? What did they say about Siberia?
Siberian people is, he's a, I hear they put the deer skin for visit from Gamble to Siberian side.
Uh-huh.
They put the deer skin sitting on deer skin top. Uh-huh. They don't want to sit on the floor, no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
What kind of houses did they have?
Huh?
What were their houses?
Same kind as yours? Yeah, walls high.
People have lots of relatives still in Siberia? Same family?
Yeah. My father and my grandfather, I think they got relation, close to relation, because they call the name of Avitka and Avitka and Mabawi. The old man, The son is every spring. Sometime when he will go hunt for by boat, they meet some boat, Siberian boat. The boys go to gamble boat. They went go hunt for hours. The Avitka boys come to the gamble. They went hunt for with my grandfather, and mother, father. They went to hunt, by boat. Yeah.
Did people have trading partners with Siberian people? Always trade with the same family? Mm-hmm. A man on Diomede told me that his grandfather used to have one family on Big Diomede and one family on Little Diomede. Mm-hmm. He had two wives on separate islands and he used to go back and forth. You ever hear anything like that from Siberia?
Mm-hmm.
A man with a family in one place and a family in the other place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I've been see some man got two wives. Yeah. I think 5 or 6 men, he got 2 wives. One is a barren man, his grandchildren, granddaughter is here now, school.
Oh, here?
Yeah, he's school. He never went there. She know, he was school here. The father is, grandfather has got 2 wives. When he come to the gamble, Chivunga. Looking at now, yeah, he brought to Chivunga because they going a hard time here on the Siberian side. Not much food, not much clothes. That's why he bring him to Chivunga. So he keep him. Huh? Yeah. Then he moved to gamble. He built his own house, the gamble. And see his gamble. The son is to gamble. The daughter is at school right here.
Uh-huh. And but they came over from Siberia because the hunting is not good over there.
That's why he get the 2 wives. First wife, when she not get boys, baby, then he get another one, married, two wives, because they won't get children. That's why he met 2 wives, yeah.
To help hunt, or just because they wanted kids?
I don't know.
Just wanted kids, yeah.
I heard Sabine, one man, he got 7 wives, I heard. Yeah, 7 wives.
Sounds like trouble to me.
I heard, yeah. I don't see, they're not story troll. Yeah. Yeah. They've been see, yeah. He got 7 wives.
Mm-hmm. So what, all that traveling back and forth stopped?
Maybe, yeah.
When did it stop? When did you stop going? When did your people stop traveling to Siberia?
I don't know what year it's been stopped. No more.
The war?
Russian, Siberian white man, Russian, stopped, no more move, yeah. Jimmy, I tell you, one time, one boat blowing from north when he was hunting. It'd been hard time to go back to Siberian side. He could sail to the gamble. Mm-hmm. Jimmy, I tell you, take him back to Siberian side. The Russian didn't want to let him go back to gamble. They want to take his whale boat. But one man, when it's a village mayor, we talked to the Russian man, why you couldn't take the skin boat? Why you couldn't take the whale boat and let him stand at the barren side? Jimmy, I tell you, every year when the lost man going to gamble, stay there, gamble, he take to back to the Siberian side. Jimmy, I tell you, he always take maybe 3 times, he do it that way. Uh-huh. Yeah. Sometime in the winter time, same thing, they got a skin boat when the storm come to the gamble.
Uh-huh.
And then in the springtime, they take him back to Siberian. Jimmy, I tell you, help, always help him, take him back to his place.
So there were a lot of people in the old days that used to live in both places, yeah. Live on Siberia sometimes, St. Lawrence sometimes.
Yeah, Jimmy, I tell you, always, he tried to help.
If your people tell stories about the old days, do they feel as though everybody started in Siberia, or do they feel, I'm not going to get this across, I don't think, where the Siberian Yupik people started on St. Lawrence Island in the very beginning, or did they start in Siberia and come across to the island in the real olden days.
Long time ago, as my grandfather, the Siberian Avitran Ngabawi, I told just now, sometime go visit to the Siberian, to Avitka, stay there maybe a month, 2 months, go back to the Gambo. Just like a brother, stay there, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Good friend. That's why close to the relation.
Uh-huh.
Every spring, when you come, stay in our house. Yeah. Different. Other boys do the same thing, do it that way. Different place than some of them. Taiha, Nungayo, Zivastepa, Stanley.
They all had some family.
Yeah, every place, yeah. Because sometime nine boat from Siberian people village to Gambo, nine boat.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of people up in the one boat. More than 20 people
like,
in the one boat.
Like a bus?
Yeah. Huh? Because they want to get something from Gambo.
Uh-huh. They speak the same language.
Yeah.
They speak your language.
Yeah.
Same. Is there differences in the way they speak? There are some differences in their words.
Our language, same our language, except some place different. We call Kuyishak, reindeer herder. Siberian people, reindeer herder, different language.
Oh.
Yeah. But I understand that Siberian people then translated for us sometimes. Yeah.
Well, I think we're almost out of time. I've got to hand back the journals.
Okay.
Okay, next week, next Thursday, this 2 days from now, Steve will come.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Except
maybe
I don't make another piece for.
Do you have a take home? Pardon?
Do you have any
glasses? Any?
Do you have any glass?
I don't know. Nobody said anything to me about it. Okay. I guess, wait, let me hand you back your journals and I guess pick up your questions. And do you have a take on test? All I've got is this. Was there supposed to be a test? Returning a test. Well, I don't have it. It's probably my own status.
Thursday be soon enough?
You guys recognize these? This is someone's? Here's some students. You said you needed to get something else for this?
Hey?
You were saying you needed to get something else? That you needed more supplies?
Get one more
picture
for another wood. 4 feet long.
Yeah.
He told me Dennis he will pick me one fish more, but he wouldn't be waiting for me.
Yeah, he had to go to a meeting in down south.
Yeah.
But maybe we could get Pam to help and we could get it.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just so we know what to get.
Yeah.
Or maybe we could figure out where to go,
hey,
and you could go
Nudge.
Too.
I want to talk to you. My boy Gregory last night he called us. He want Yamaha cookie wheel. I mean
spring. Okay.
Spring. Front of spring.
Okay.
We try to find out. If I got money, I can do for him.
Okay. You, I'll come see you, and we'll write it all down, and we'll go get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We want maybe look around. I want.
Sure.
We will buy him. Before
we can go shopping,
we want to buy something more. Before.
Sure. Okay. We can go somewhere.
Yeah.
We could take a truck and put everything in.
Jimmy was saying there's one more thing that's supposed to get another piece of wood.
Oh.
Another piece of wood, about 4 feet.
You want to leave them right here or?
No, we'll take them upstairs.
Okay.
We'll take it upstairs.
Okay.
Okay. And we'll get your drum.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe next Thursday you dance,
uh-huh.
You guys.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Oh, maybe tonight.
Is it
yeah, okay.
Drawing board?
No, I'm not sure, but it's another piece of wood that needs to be picked up to make another piece, I think.
What kind? Hickory?
Hmm?
What kind of wood? What kind of
like
wood?
That.
What type? Hardwood? You need
for,
hardwood?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like hickory? Like sled wood?
No,
like this kind here.
Yeah.
Another pole?
Except a short one, 4 feet
a
long,
short
all right.
Oh,
yeah. Put steel on a point. Put a steel, yeah.
I don't know what that's some kind of hardwood. I don't know what it looks like. Maybe it's a birch dowel or something.
See, before I go, you know, two more weeks now I will be here.
Uh-huh.
Next month we will go back. Program.
He knows it.
Maybe you will give your address. Maybe I will give you something for you. Because you give me some nylon.
Sure, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I could write it down.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Address, give address. Because I'm pretty sure if we go back, my boss